Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catalino. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid a strong emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat, stating that India's biggest enemy is its dependence on foreign countries and the nation must overcome it. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Samudra Se Samruddhi event in Gujarat's Bhavnagar yesterday. The Prime Minister asserted that the future of 140 crore Indians cannot be left in the hands of external forces, nor can the commitment to national development rely on foreign dependency. He declared that the solution to 100 problems is one, building an Atmanirbhar Bharat.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते, हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते, और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है, और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत. लेकिन इसके लिए हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
Mr. Modi said the country is now working rigorously to reclaim its legacy and emerge as a global maritime power. The Prime Minister announced that the sector will soon adopt a one nation, one port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country. Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that a dedicated category has been enabled on the integrated grievance redressal mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints following the implementation of revised GST rates and exemptions effective from Monday. The ministry also said that consumers can now lodge their complaints in 17 languages via toll-free number 1915 or through Ingram portal. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened the digital health ecosystem, making healthcare more accessible and connected.
India's healthcare landscape is undergoing a digital transformation driven by government initiatives, policy reforms, and technological advancements. With a rapidly growing population and increasing demand for quality healthcare, digital health solutions are playing a crucial role in enhancing accessibility, affordability, and efficiency. Launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in September 2021, the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission aims to establish a robust digital health ecosystem through active collaboration between public and private sectors. Launching the mission, the Prime Minister said that it will now connect the digital health solutions of hospitals across the country with each other.
साथियों, आयुष्मान भारत डिजिटल मिशन अब पूरे देश के अस्पतालों के डिजिटल हेल्थ सॉल्यूशंस को एक दूसरे से कनेक्ट करेगा. इसके तहत देशवासियों को अब एक डिजिटल हेल्थ आईडी मिलेगी. हर नागरिक का हेल्थ रिकॉर्ड डिजिटली सुरक्षित रहेगा. डिजिटल हेल्थ आईडी के माध्यम से मरीज खुद भी और डॉक्टर भी पुराने रिकॉर्ड को जरूरत पड़ने पर चेक कर सकता है.
With a planned outlay of 1600 crore rupees over 5 years from 2021 to 2026, the mission aims to create the digital backbone necessary to support India's evolving healthcare infrastructure. Since its launch, over 80 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts have been created, with more than 71 crore health records linked to them. Ayushman Bharat health accounts, a key part of the Ayushman Bharat digital mission, is designed to support India's integrated digital health infrastructure. This revolutionary platform, designed to transcend geographical limitations, facilitates remote consultations between healthcare providers and patients as a national telemedicine service.
The Tsumukedima Village Council CVC has reiterated that the Chedukru Range holds deep traditional and historical importance for the people of Tsumukedima, being closely associated with the village's folklores and legends. In a statement, the council expressed concern over the continued use of the term Pagala Pahar by certain media houses, social media users and YouTubers, despite multiple public clarifications advising against it. The CVC condemned the term as disparaging, stating that it undermines the sanctity and historical relevance of the revered site. Calling it an intentional effort to belittle the village's heritage, the council cautioned that any individual, group or organization using the term in reference to Cheddukru will face appropriate legal action or punitive measures under customary practices. And the movement of traffic will be routed through National Highway 2 from Raza Point Junction to Phulbari Junction via NST today from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, issued this traffic advisory in light of repair and restoration works on the road connecting Raza Point Junction to Phulbari Junction, passing through IGAR North and D Block. The general public is requested to cooperate and follow the alternate route during this period. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.